Okay, we're going to talk about Zachar and Kriyas Megillah itself. Going into Parsha Zachar, it's a mitzvah aseid oraisa to not only remember about what Amalek did to the Yidden by attacking us for no good reason and cooling us off in the eyes of all the nations of the world that we are attackable. We're supposed to remember it and arouse within ourselves a feeling that we should want to take Nekama and destroy them. They are completely doing it just anti-God, and we have to bear within us a feeling against them that if we ever have the opportunity, hopefully Be'ez Hashem one day to be Mekayim, the actual Mechiyas Amalek. Now, because Zachar is to arouse those feelings, some say women are not included in this mitzvah because generally women don't go to war and kill people. However, the Sefer HaKinuch, many others say that in a Melchemes mitzvah, in a Melchama, a war that all of Klal Yisrael has to fight, women are included in such wars, and there's no exclusions. No one is allowed to get out or be patur, or be absolved of going to that war. So the women should be included in this mitzvah because Mechiyas HaMelech includes everyone, not just women. Bottom line is, Machlokes HaPoskim, if women are chayv in it or not. Sometimes, you know, you go with the minhag that they should do it. I heard an interesting pshat that Zachar being chayv every single year is not so clear that it's the raisa. There's a general mitzvah in the Torah to not only remember it, but to say and to speak out the words from mitaycha sefer, from inside the sefer Torah, not just to hear them. That mitzvah to say the words, which is from the sefer Torah, not necessarily does it have to apply every single year. That's midrabbanan, that it happens every single year. Others say that b'dayraisa yechayv tamid. It's a mitzvah of zechira, like one of the sheish mitzvahs to medias. It applies constantly. The bottom line is, there's both ends of the spectrum. Some say you always have to remember it or mention it. Some say once a year, midrabbanan, once in a lifetime is dayraisa. So therefore, on any specific year, there might not be any d'oraisa, especially for a woman, to do it. And therefore, women sometimes are makel if it's difficult for them to attend. Bottom line is, for a man, it's d'oraisa at least once in a lifetime, perhaps even once a year. The mitzvah is to read it, and therefore you have to have in mind that the Baal Kaira is reading it for you. Mitaych the Sefer Torah. Follow and make sure to be careful with every single word. You could fulfill it in every different vernacular. If you're Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Hasidi, whatever it is, if you hear it, as long as it's in the acceptable, proper way for a certain community of people, how they read it, you are Yotze, although there are those that like to repeat it again and again in many different ways of pronouncing the words. One of the words we know that we have to be careful about is Timches Zecher or Zecher Amalek, but 100% for sure, it's not Timches Zachar Amalek, which was the mistake that was made when Shaul was wiping out Amalek and he left over the women. He thought it was just to wipe out the men, and it was properly said it's supposed to be Zecher or Zecher, and that's why it gets repeated. But you are Yotze whichever which way you do hear it. The bottom line is, follow your minig. If a woman could come, even if she's potter, it's a wonderful thing to do a mitzvah like they do all the mitzvahs that generally they may be potter from. So it's a good thing to do, but it's not 100% required, and certainly not required every single year for a woman to do so. Let's move on to Kriyas Megillah. So Matzai Shabbos, we're going to have Kriyas Megillah. First, let's talk about the beginning of Kriyas Megillah. Who do you bring? So it's brought down, and it's a mitzvah, a minig toif, to bring little children. How little? The Mishnah Berurah brings down, not too little. They should at least understand what they're coming for. They're not just coming to Ben Gomen, to tell your child, come, let's go to Yom Megillah and Ben Gomen. No, you're coming to Yom Megillah to hear the story of Purim. And we're going and we're speaking about the nace that happened, and part of that is banging for Amalek. If a kid only thinks he's doing it for Amalek, it's not proper chinuch, and he's probably underage for the mitzvah of bringing them to hear the Megillah. Besides that, the mitzvah is to read the Megillah, not to hear the Megillah. And therefore, care must be taken to attentively pay attention to the reader who's reading at mitaych a Megillah kshera, and that person's reading counts for you. Every word has to be heard in order. And therefore, if you miss a word, you should read from a chumash and catch up to where the Baal Kaira is. You can't just fill in the word later. So you'll have to fill in that word and a few more words. Since the mitzvah is the reading, and you have to pay attention to every single word, it's highly recommended to follow along inside of a chumash, not just listen with your ears, and perhaps even to move your lips along with it. But don't have in mind that your reading is counting. It's the Baal Kaira who's reading from a kosher Megillah. His Megillah is counting. On top of that, when someone else is reading for you, and you're having in mind that it should be considered for you, Care must be taken to have attentive listening as opposed to passive listening. Many shittos hold that if you just spaced out and you hear the sounds of it, you may not be yoytze. This has to be taken into account when someone has children who may need some care, even if it's silent care. So you're actually hearing the words. You have to be busy helping the kid on the coat, off the coat, sitting down, not sitting down. All of these things take away your intent and you might not be fulfilling the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah. Women generally say the mitzvah of Lishmaya Mikra Megillah if there's no man hearing or being yoytze the mitzvah with them. The Baal Koira, if there's a man doing it, he would say Al Mikra Megillah. If it's just women, then the bracha would be Lishmaya. Three brachas are said before, and one bracha is said at night afterwards. We mentioned that in the brachas of the morning, you should have in mind that the Shachiyonah is going on all the four mitzvahs of the day.